On this episode of the podcast, Laura and I go over to Lilburn Park and do our first tempo run on our new half marathon training program. This is episode number 89 of The Lost Trail Runner. So did you run over at Lake Hartwell?
Yeah, not as far as I was supposed to.
How far did you run?
Well, you know, I didn't have it charged at that point, so I went by my phone thing, and it wasn't acting correctly, so I did 30 minutes.
So you blamed it on the phone for not giving you the correct mileage?
I'm going to make it up this week because I'm on vacation on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, and I'm going to run every day.
Oh, yeah?
What am I supposed to run Sunday, this Sunday?
I'll email you the thing. You ought to go on run, coach, and do it.
I saved it.
What, the email?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta sync my GPS.
Mine came like right up. I was surprised.
Well, I just now turned mine on. Okay, we're gonna do.
No, I'm not doing anything fancy.
Not doing anything fancy. We're gonna do a half mile. Super easy. Then we're going to do 2 miles. No, 2 miles. Fast.
I'm not.
What do you mean no?
I'm not.
Keep walking.
Sorry,
and no. And then a half mile super slow again.
I don't do fast anymore.
Well, that's because you don't do fast anymore.
Fast.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I am certain you do.
I'm certain I don't.
Let me get over here on the gravel. Okay, I don't know how long it's going to take for this thing to sink. Usually it doesn't take that long. Did that Garmin sink up pretty quick?
Yeah, I mean like 2 seconds.
Maybe I'm because I'm moving. We'll have a workout done before I get synced in.
Okay.
This will be the pace right here. Whoa, walking. Yeah, I went out to the mountain Sunday morning and did 6.5 miles doing, trying to get down to 15 and a half minute pace. I mean, you know, because that's what the Galloway thing comes out when you do the magic mile and do the
15 and a half minutes.
Yeah, but I couldn't, I still.
You were over 15 and a half minutes?
No.
Oh.
I was trying to get down, trying to get to it.
Yeah, I got you.
But I ended up averaging like 14:40 something.
Yeah, you'll be like walking the whole
Yeah, but I did it and I went home. I sat down in front of my computer and was logging my stuff, and I got up and pulled muscle right there in my back.
So it's
dangerous to sit in front of your computer.
Computer.
Yeah, I mean, it hurt. I could hardly bend.
So is it better?
Yeah, it's better now. I'm ready to go.
Oh, God.
What are you?
I think I pulled my back today at work, and it's not.
Oh, give me a break. You're making excuses. So.
You got my email, right?
Which one?
About
going to the lake?
Next Sunday? Not this week, next week.
Rhonda forwarded it to me.
Yeah. Well, I had copied you on it.
Did you?
Made it to you, Ryan.
Oh, well, maybe I got it from you, but I thought she forwarded it to me.
Is yours not sinking?
It hadn't yet.
Have to
I don't know
back
what to do.
Over.
I know. Well, we're just walking around this thing until it sinks, and wherever it sinks, that's where we start. but it's not thinking about it. It usually syncs up pretty quick.
It's a clear day. It should be sinking.
Okay, now it's starting to... Okay, now let's see if we can get to our workout. This workout, see, today's workout, tempo run, it says. Okay, half of a mile.
Yeah, I know.
With a heartbeat between 70 and 120, so that's pretty slow. You ready?
I am. Tell me when.
Now. That'll be 30-30. Or whatever I got this thing set for. I might have it set for 45-30. I better check. Because the last time I used it, and I do have it, I'm going to have to stop it and redo. Get some extra walking in here. This workout's not starting out right. Well, it says to go super slow in the first half mile. So,
we're going slow.
Okay, now we're starting on our 30.
My stomach is a little messed up.
From what?
I don't know.
That must be an exercise class there or something. Okay, you don't have to take off like a rocket when it beeps.
I'm not going to.
You usually do. Just chug along here. This is comfortable right here.
Yeah, for the whole way.
What do you mean the whole way? How are you gonna? You're supposed to be doing the half marathon training program, so you have to exert yourself. We're so used to running slow, you got to push it a little bit. Oh, there we go.
That was exerting myself.
No. I bet we're not averaging 17-minute mile right now.
Sure.
16:29. We're really...
See, I can make you get to 15.
Yeah, but this isn't the long run.
Which way are you going?
Out that way. Oh... But once I pulled that muscle,
yeah.
Every other muscle in my body started aching. For some reason. Oh, great.
What?
No, nothing. Take this thing off.
Where are you going to put it?
In the pocket, I guess.
You can put it in my zipper.
I've
got to remember to get it.
I'll put it in with my phone. Probably short out. Cause problems. You took off.
Huh?
Oh. We'll turn to the right and go down that trail over there. Hadn't rained in a couple of days, so it shouldn't be underwater. It's not as humid today. That's one good thing. Even though the temperature is probably, what did your car say the temperature was?
I think it's 87.
Yeah, it's high 80s.
Yeah.
With the lower humidity. I was out at the golf course this morning, it was 63 degrees.
Oh, I know. When I left for work, I was like, that's kind of cool.
I could handle some of that. Have it
start out at 63 and go up to about 75 and stop.
Yeah, I know.
Low humidity, that'd be perfect. But that won't happen. Okay, that Athens half marathon's on the 20th.
The 20th
of October.
Well,
what? Now you got another excuse?
No, but I have tournaments. I think that's okay, but maybe it was not. I don't know. I have two tournaments.
Because I thought it was on the 27th, but it's on the 20th.
That's what you told me. Well, is it a Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
That should be okay.
Are the tournaments Saturday tournaments?
Well...
Or Fridays and Saturdays? Or?
Well, one of them's a championship, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday. But that one's first.
Oh.
It's earlier in the month, I think.
Uh-huh.
So it should still be okay. I need to look. I wrote that 27th on my calendar.
Oh. Sounds like we're in a jungle.
Have you seen that? I haven't watched it. I just saw the commercial. It's called Naked and Afraid.
No.
It's on History.
Uh-uh.
I think it's History.
Oh, I saw that was on where they're out in the
woods and they're with nothing.
Yeah, I saw part of a segment of that and I turned it off because. They were freezing to death, and I went, oh no, forget this.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I just saw the commercial, and I was like,
speaking of commercials, I was trying to think, it's an insurance company, Farmer's Life, or something like that, where the guy's showing different things, and he says, you can use kitty litter to.
Yes.
Get your car unstuck in the snow, and then all these cats come.
I know. There's a couple.
That cracked me up.
The other one is like, you can, don't leave stuff in your car. And it shows a guy coming and he takes the football and nails the burglar.
I think one of them it says something about your social network, and it says I'm going on vacation to Hawaii, and then this. Then this guy with a bandit mask goes, have a good time, or something. It's like letting them know you're going so they can rob your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now, I'm over a half a mile. How far are we going?
We're going, we're into it right now.
Oh, okay.
So once we start... We're going to be...
Oh, like I should have said anything.
Yeah, now you have cursed yourself.
I know.
We're only going to run like 2 minutes and walk up 30 seconds. It's not going to be
minutes.
Like... It's not going to be like we're doing a speed workout or something.
Well,
if we can last 2 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
We just run this pace for 4 beeps and then walk. That's all. See if we live through it.
Yeah. See how accurate this one is. Because I don't think it's accurate.
I do.
Am I looking at the right thing? How far do you have?
Well, I'm counting down. One. I almost stopped. That's what I like about having this thing set on 30-30.
You can do whatever.
Yeah. Just count beeps until you walk. Then you don't have to keep resetting it.
Yeah.
That's a tip, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Huh?
That's a tip. Just set them on 30-30 and then run... And just count the beeps. Do multiples of 30 seconds. 4 beeps is 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I just think mine's going so fast.
We'll see when we walk, I'll switch to how far we've gone and see how close you are to me. You have your average pace on there? This next one, we start walking, right? I got 7.77. What do you got?
7.8.
Yeah, see? That 310 is a pretty accurate GPS. That is a 310, right?
305.
Oh, I gave it an extra 5. That's 305. Won't be doing much talking. One. Oh, I forgot to tell you I'm recording.
Well, you won't get much.
Huh?
You won't get
two.
You won't get much.
Three. Good, huh? Huh? What? Turn to the left up here. We can go up to the top by Killian Hill. Huh? Maybe not. We'll run over to the Skater's Haven. And then come back. Run back over there. Huh? No. If you want to go through the mud, that's where you turn. We've never turned there. Here it is, right here. Into the woods.
2 miles might be pushing it.
Huh?
2 miles might be pushing it.
We only got 1 mile left. And then we can just chug. And doing this, it goes quicker. This is what's going to make you faster. Huh? And we're really not running that much faster. We're just running 2 minutes instead of 30 seconds. We're almost done. Only got 8 tenths. Huh? What do you mean you don't know? As long as we do 2 minutes. That's what we're getting used to running. Because we've been doing 30 seconds and 1 minute for so long, we need to boost it up. Feels good, doesn't it? It's all 30-30 now. I picked up the pace a little bit and left Laura a little bit behind me. So now that we can do our cool down, she can catch up with me. Come on. What do you mean? Come on. We're doing our run thing right now for 30 seconds. By the time you catch up, we'll be walking. What'd you do? Slow down? Huh? I sped up? That's how you get it over. Get it over quicker if you speed up. See, we've gone 2.6 miles in 31 minutes. Be interesting to see what that 2 mile segment average pace was. Probably around 11, don't you think? I mean, the running portion was faster than that, but when you throw in the 30 second walk, there at the end when I was running, I probably got down the run portion. I probably got down into the sevens while I was running. Well, you can feel the heat there. We only got a little over 3/10 of a mile to finish. See how easy that was? Huh? But when you do these kind of workouts, you feel like you've accomplished something when you finish them. You may feel like you're suffering when you're doing them. But just think of the accomplishment. Huh? You don't believe that? This is only going to be about a 3 mile run.
Good.
You mean good? Yeah, but we got more out of it than our other 3 mile runs. See, every Tuesday's just kind of a workout. Some of them will be intervals, which to me, this is kind of like an interval.
Yeah.
That day I ate that sub before we came out here when we were supposed to do that magic mile workout.
Yeah.
That ruined my whole week.
Yeah.
Because we skipped it, and then on Thursday, still didn't run it. The only advantage was that I counted that mile in the peach tree as my magic mile. So, but another one would be coming up pretty soon. Every couple of weeks, I think you're supposed to do one.
I think we did a magic 2 mile.
You think so? Well, we could have. Well, we're closing in on our workout being done. And we've made our 35 minutes for Galloway. So
we're good.
We got it covered on both. Imagine this next 35 seconds. 30 seconds will probably be close to the finish. Hear it? There it is. It was a good workout.
Yeah.
See, I'll save it and see what that 2 mile split was. Hopefully we're close to a 11 minute pace. Our overall pace was 12:10 for 3 miles. The first half mile was of 14:37.
Okay, so we were probably at 11.
See, so that was slow. Yeah. Lap two, we averaged 11:08 for 2 miles.
That's good.
22:16 for 2 miles. And then the third lap, which was a half mile, we did a 13:53. So the last half mile was faster than the first half mile. So.
Now, save it. I forget what I do.
You hit.
Enter or something. Don't you hold it, it clears it out. I guess that saves it.
I don't see anything happening.
Yeah, I think.
Let's try.
I think you
okay,
hold
I know what you
hold
do.
That down.
You just go to history. July 30th, 5:08. View laps. Lap one. You were slower than me.
Mm-hmm.
You averaged 11:35 pace.
Yeah, because you
I averaged 11:08 pace. But your third lap says you did a 12:27. I did a 13-something. Right. So, anyway, now you know how to upload that into RunKeeper?
No, I can't even get back.
Huh? Sure you can.
Okay, I think you just hold this.
To save it? It's already saved. But to clear it.
I don't know what you do. I can't remember here.
I haven't used my 305 in so long.
Oh, it feels good right here.
Start, stop, reset.
Oh, okay.
See, it starts counting down. Mm. There.
And then it's in my history.
Just have to read the buttons. It's nice and shady and cool over here. It's amazing how much cooler it is in the shade.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It feels good over here. Or it feels fine.
Feels fine. Well, we got in our tempo run for this week, so we're on schedule, except you're a long run behind.
3 miles. Well, I'll be able
How
to
far did you run Sunday?
I'm guessing about 3 miles, because I did like 35 minutes.
Okay, so the long run was supposed between 6 and 7, so
right,
you're 3 miles short.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that 6.5 miles, and I ran it about as slow as I could run it without hurting
right.
myself, but
right.
I guess I did hurt myself. Well, I don't know that the running did it, but I sat down and I was logging my run in. And
it's got a little
thingy
over here.
You can tighten it up.
Yep, so if I ever lose weight, I can
cinch it down.
Since I have a fat gut, I can let it out. It'll be fine. And I'm going to try to map some different trails there. So that
where?
Weekend, over at the lake.
Oh, trails weekend. Like,
well, trails,
in are there any woods over there?
No.
No woods?
No. So
that's the 10th, this is Saturday, right?
Yes. Not this coming Saturday, next Saturday.
The 10th.
Yes.
Yeah, the 10th, I know.
I did it on a Saturday because so I figured Rhonda wouldn't be going to church.
Right.
And y'all could.
David could maybe even come.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, so y'all can come earlier.
Yeah.
I gotta text Chris or call Chris and see him. I doubt he'll come, but I figure I'm gonna invite him.
He has a short distance vehicle.
I know.
That's so, what he calls it.
I mean, you know, I feel like we invite him and then he doesn't come, so if I don't invite him, I mean, maybe Ryan can
pick him up or something.
Spend the night out there Friday night. And then,
I don't know. I know Chris would probably like to go. He just lives so far away, that's all. Oh, look, a water fountain. I think I'll have a drink. All I brought was coffee. Coffee's a good after-run drink.
Oh, they got us this awesome thing at work. It's called a Flavia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a one-cup thing, but it comes with this big old box. It has all these drawers with all
different kind of things.
Flavors of tea and hot chocolate and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't drink none of that except for you can do a hot chocolate latte.
Yeah. It's good, huh?
Yeah, but I'm going to stop. try to do the green tea instead.
Oh.
Because green tea is supposed to be good for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to do that in the morning instead of hot chocolate Flavia. Hot chocolate espresso.
It's probably got a lot of calories
in it. It's Dove. It's Dove hot chocolate.
Oh.
Like Dove bars?
Yeah. Yeah, probably about 500 calories for a cup. Well, we succeeded in doing our tempo run at using a Galloway run walk, which works fine. And as I mentioned, I'm kind of blending my Galloway run-walk program into this run-coach program. And Galloway's run-walk is 35 minutes today, and it turns out we ran 36-something. But we got the run-coach workout in, so worked out well. Well, I think maybe we ought to just cut this recording off, don't you think?
Yeah.
So we finished a tempo run today.
It was hard.
And Thursday we're gonna do a maintenance run.
You need to email
that's
me.
Easy. I'll just send you that schedule. But you could log on and do your own and it would bring up.
I'm gonna.
So okay. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.